Lannis, could you take us through the effort in the second half to really stem their running game and get the ball back to your offense pretty quick?
We knew we had to come out swinging. So, you know, that's exactly what we tried to do. And, you know, we had a lot of energy on the sidelines. Guys were ramped up and everything. So, you know, we had good energy second half.
Right side, Ben.
You know, Lannis, why do you think y'all were able to be so effective against a very good offensive line tonight?
You know, this week we talked about just being gap discipline. And so I know they capitalized on a couple of plays where, you know, we lost our gap. But, you know, other than those couple of big runs they had, we did a pretty good job of that.
On the right side. Ben, follow up.
I mean, aside from that big TD run they had in the first half, do you feel like y'all did a pretty good job defensively of keeping them contained?
They had that one. I know I let up one. I mean, other than that, I think they might have had like three good runs. But yeah, other than that, we did a pretty good job.
Staying in the back, Daryl.
I know you got to look at the video or whatever, but just right now, what kind of sticks out as something that or things that you guys need to work out before you go to Gainesville next weekend?
Personally, I feel like we should have made a little bit more plays defensively. I think we forced only one turnover. I think we could do about two or three a game.
You're on the right side, Damon.
Lannis, you look at the stat sheet. It's an Alabama team in the last 2 weeks that have, you know, they've averaged over 600 yards of total offense. You hold them to 355. You actually get a takeaway from them. This is a team that doesn't turn the ball over. I know that moral victories are taboo in the locker room, but do you guys use this as opportunity to say, you know what, we did this, we can get better, or how do you take this in the locker room?
In film on Monday, we'll look at what we did good and what we did bad, chalk it up, and then look to be 1-0 next week in Gainesville.